racial disparities among those losing jobs during the response to COVID-19. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Since pandemic shutdowns began last month, 22 million people have filed for unemployment. We'll get the new set of weekly numbers tomorrow. The economic pain is wide and deep, but is not spread equally. That's according to two new reports that show the worst job and income losses are happening to Black and Hispanic workers. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
A Pew Research Center survey asked people if they or someone in their household had lost a job or taken a pay cut due to the coronavirus outbreak.
Hispanic adults are being hit harder in this regard.
Pew's Kim Parker says 61% of Hispanic households have suffered a partial or total job loss, compared with 44% of Black and 38% of white households. The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute has a new report that finds significant racial gaps in people's financial capacity to deal with sudden job or income loss.
The kind of cash buffer that households have in their bank account, Blacks and Hispanics actually have significantly lower levels of assets.
Deanna Farrell is the Institute's president. She says for every dollar of emergency cash a median income white family has set aside, a Hispanic family has 47 cents and a Black family has 32 cents. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Checking financial markets, the 100-share index in London is up 1.5%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 1% range. Crude oil futures for delivery next month, May, went so low they were priced as a negative number this week. Now we're watching the June contract down this morning at about $11 a barrel. These are the lowest prices adjusted for inflation since a moment in the late 1990s. Turns out a lot of people are spending too much time with the Tiger King, and we're actually first-time Netflix subscribers. The streaming giant says it added nearly 16 million new customers in the first quarter of this year, more than double what it was expecting. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on that.
Netflix says many homebound consumers searching for entertainment have flocked to its service since mid-March, leading to 22% subscriber growth year over year. But the company was cautious not to be too optimistic about the sudden jump in subscriptions. It expects future quarters will see waning growth as social distancing measures are eased. In a video released by Netflix, CEO Reed Hastings says the coronavirus pandemic still has a lot of unknowns, which makes planning ahead difficult.
It's super hard to say if there's, you know, strategic long-term implications because we've just been scrambling to keep our service running well, keep the content, get our post-production done.
Netflix has had to halt production on future programming, but says because it films material far in advance, it has enough new content for months to come, if not into next year. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
As we've reported, U.S. dairies have been dumping milk, about 8% of their supply, into gutters, with demand down during shelter at home. Last week, the administration announced a nearly $3 billion bailout for dairy farmers. In Japan, dairies have the same problem, with milk consumption down 30%, with schools there closed and school breakfast and lunch programs not happening. There's word an official in Japan's Ministry of Agriculture has been putting on a cow suit in public to urge Japanese people to drink more milk while home.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Pizza places are generally open, and in front of a local one here in New Jersey yesterday, I saw an exhausted worker in an apron and a mask flopped in a chair out front taking some air. The corporate pizza chains are also serving takeout and doing delivery during the COVID emergency. Domino's profits come out tomorrow and will be watched closely, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Even though earnings for fast food and sandwich companies are falling in double digits, Pizza delivery earnings are expected to be flat or even up a bit, especially Domino's, which is running this ad.
After leaving our 450-degree ovens, the only hands that touch them are yours. Mix and match any two or more for just $5.99 each and get them with contactless delivery.
$5.99. Here's analyst RJ Hottovy at Morningstar.
Typically, we see consumers flock to value propositions when times of uncertainty. With Domino's $6 anchor price point, that's hard to match.
The pizza chain's other big strength is technology. You can order from the app or Twitter, Alexa, or Slack. And that's trending now, says analyst Peter Saleh at BTIG.
People tend to want to order digitally, right, online. So they're essentially set up extremely well to take advantage of this current environment.
Meantime, he says competitor Papa John's is still recovering from racial slurs uttered by its founder 2 years ago. He stepped down as chairman and CEO. And Pizza Hut faces a challenge, as it depends on people dining in. So, will food delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats compete with Domino's delivery? Restaurant analyst John Gordon at Pacific Management Consulting isn't sure.
There is some worry and discomfort regarding the third-party delivery agents.
Still, there is a potential cloud for Domino's. Andrew Costage at the research firm Sense360 sees Sense customers may choose to just eat at home.
As more and more people in this economy are becoming insecure about their incomes and are focusing on value, we think this is something that all restaurants are going to have to keep in mind.
But Domino's seems to remain confident. It's in the middle of hiring 10,000 drivers. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And Harvard University applied for and got an $8.6 million grant from an education relief program that was part of the $2 trillion federal stimulus package. At a briefing yesterday, President Trump said that, quote, Harvard is going to pay back the money and they shouldn't be taking it. Harvard has a $41 billion endowment. Soon after, Harvard said it will be taking the money, which it says will go 100% to the financial assistance of students and not for the institution. Later, Trump said Harvard's endowment should be looked at. Events are moving quickly in this COVID economy, and the information flow can seem overwhelming. Sign up for our weekly Make Me Smart newsletter to get highlights in one place. Get it at marketplace.org/newsletters. I am David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.